This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz with Morning Devotions. Paul McCartney earned a knighthood in 1997 for services to music. He's certainly loved and held in high regard around the world. In 2007, Paul McCartney released his album called Memory Almost Full. Now, I don't know the album myself, but I read that it was sold out right around the world. No surprise in that. And Paul McCartney says the inspiration for the album's name came from a phrase he saw on his mobile phone. And in an interview, he said, "It seemed symbolic of our lives today. Your messages are always full." He said, "Your mind is full. Doesn't matter if you're my age or 20. I think that we all need to delete stuff every so often." Well, neuroscience is a fascinating topic. Again, one I'm not really up with, but I do read a lot about these things, and I know that the brain needs stuff deleting. That's why sleep's so important. The experts say the brain goes about pruning. You ever felt like your brain's full up, you can't take in anything new? Well, in a sense, that's true. When you learn lots of things, your brain builds connections, but they're inefficient. They're ad hoc connections, and so your brain, in some strange way, needs to prune a lot of these connections away and build up what they call efficient pathways, and that's what happens when you go to sleep. So weird as it sounds, your brain cleans itself out when you sleep, and your brain cells shrink by up to 60% to create more space. Have you ever woken up from a good night's sleep and you think, gee, I can think clearly today? Well, that's because there's been pruning and this pathway efficiency business that's taken place during the night, and so that you can add in new information. So maybe Paul McCartney knew more than he realised that the memory can get filled up, and we need to start deleting a lot of negative thoughts that have taken over our lives. Get rid of the clutter is another way of saying that. And we've got to clean out and throw away sometimes and start thinking about things that are positive or things that are important, not about the trivialities that weigh us down. Joel Osteen, the popular Christian teacher, says, "Our mind is like a computer. The way we program that will determine how it's going to function, just like a virus can slow down a perfectly good working computer. Our wrong thinking," he said, "can slow down our destiny. In fact, our lives follow our thoughts. If you're going to live in victory, you have to learn to hit the delete button and get rid of the negative thoughts." In Romans 12:2, it says, "Renew your mind with God's word." Joel Osteen is talking about turning off the negative recording that's reminding you of everything that you're not. Start reprogramming your mind with God's word and who he says he is. So I'm sure negative thinking is a big problem. Do you know that the average person has 10,000 separate thoughts every day? That works about 3.5 million thoughts a year. And so what are some of these thoughts? Every one of those 10,000 thoughts represent a choice that you make. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, "Beware of what you set your mind on, because that you surely will become." And Norman Vincent Peale said, "Change your thoughts and you change the world." And Henry Ford gave us a different spin on this. Thinking, he said, is the hardest work in the world. That's probably why so few people engage in it. So there are, I think, four kinds of negative thinking. There's self-pity. You know, we fall into this trap. And blaming, you know, blaming other people, or the unwillingness to change. And anger and bitterness, of course, can often be there. You refuse to face the possibility that you are the source of your own problems, so you get angry, you remember every miserable thing that's been done to you, and you get upset, even about the slightest negative remark made by others, perhaps in innocence. So the benefits are certainly there for positive thinking. It's not just Norman Vincent Peale who has some advice. The Bible has some great words in Philippians 4:8. "Now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honourable and right, pure, lovely and admirable. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise." Heavenly Father, we do need to hit that delete button, and Lord, understanding that you can renew our mind today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.